Springfield Congressman Richie Neal faced off in a three-way race for the Democratic nomination against former state Senator Andrea Nuciforo Jr. of Pittsfield and Alford writer and activist Bill Shine. With all 277 precincts in the newly drawn 1st Congressional District reporting, Neal won handily with roughly 65% of the vote. Neal spoke to WAMC after it was affirmed by the Associated Press that he would win the Democratic primary.
Well, I couldn't be happier with the scope, the breadth, and the magnitude of this victory tonight. It's immense.
After the polls closed and the results were in, Neal gave a simple message to voters.
Well, I think the number one challenge that confronts the American people is getting people back to work.
The Democrat also mentioned that in the years ahead, he would work together with congressional Republicans, referencing President Bill Clinton's Democratic National Convention speech delivered on Wednesday night.
I hope that in the coming months, we're going to find more avenues of cooperation.
Neal's challengers, Andrea Nuciforo and Bill Shine, received roughly 24% and 11% of the vote, respectively. While Neal did very well in areas located in his former district, including huge wins in the Springfield area, in the Berkshires, he did meet some resistance. Mr. Nuciforo picked up wins in Dalton, Hinsdale, Otis, New Ashford, and his home city of Pittsfield. Nuciforo also tied Neal in Lee. Shine won Great Barrington, Sheffield, Stockbridge, Egremont, and Monterey. Neal's opposing candidates often criticized Neal's campaign fundraising and acceptance of large donations, especially Bill Shine, whose campaign ran only on individual donations of $99 or less. After the results were in Thursday evening, Shine told WAMC that although he came in last place, he believed his campaign raised important discussion topics throughout the race.
Bad public policy has created wealth and income inequality, and those who have been the benefited from those policies have been investing their money into our politics even more. I'm not sure this would have been a topic of conversation this year in the 1st District without my candidacy.
Andrea Nuciforo congratulated Congressman Neal on his win and told WAMC that he will offer his services in any way he can. He thanked his volunteers, staff, and supporters, and also said he hoped his involvement in the race will have a lasting impact.
Well, our region and our country faces enormous challenges. Some of those challenges are economic, some of them are cultural, some of those relate to the way that middle class and working families have been really struggling in the economy. So, I tried as hard as I could throughout this campaign to advance the interests of middle class and working people, and I hope that by contributing to that dialogue, I was able to advance the ball both in this race and throughout the country.
In the closely watched race for the Middle Berkshire District Register of Deeds, Patsy Harris bested Jody Phillips and Scott Pignatelli. Harris will replace Andrea Nuciforo in that position if no challengers step forward. In the 2nd Congressional District, Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern won over challenger William Feigbe. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.